is all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back on a Tuesday to my show, which is entitled Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin, and I'm not gonna lie, this has to be the worst theme I've ever picked for a show. I'm not one for themes usually, but this is quite possibly one of the worst that I've ever done. It was a late night last night. I was getting some work done, and I forgot that I had my radio show today, so I'm like, oh my god, what can I do? And one of the first songs that I recently added to my playlist, which I've been listening to this song forever. I don't know how it hasn't been added to like my like songs playlist. It's Tommy the Cat by Primus. So I was like, whatever, I'll add that to my playlist. And then I added another song and another song, and I'm like, oh my god, a common theme has resulted on its own. So today's theme is going to be animals, which is, like I said, one of the worst themes that I've ever done on the show. But whatever, it's our theme today. So That first song that you heard was Animal Instinct by the Cranberries, to kick us off on an animalistic note. In a different vein, the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. This is Colin. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, we got a weird, fun show today. None of it is cohesive at all. None of it. Don't be expecting slick transitions or anything like that. But yeah, while I have the webpage open, actually, let me read to you some of today's national holidays. Today is National Croissant Day. It's also National Escape Day, Draw a Dinosaur Day, Inane Answering Message Day, National Storytelling Week, and National Maxwell Day. If there's any Maxwells out there listening, it's your day. Celebrate it, folks. All right. Or if you know any Maxwells, please give them a hug. They deserve it on this special day. Yesterday was actually National Call-In Day. So, yeah, you guys should have known. But I guess, you know what? You can wish me all those regards later. So anyways, let's get back into it. This is Cat's Groove by Kaylin Ellis. Don't stop the funk.
Don't force the funk!
Down with me. Stand, baby. Stand, baby. Say, baby, do you want to lay down by my side? Baby, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby. Say, baby. Say, baby, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby, do you want to lay down by my side? Baby, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby, do you want to lay down by my side? Baby, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby. Say, baby.
Freddie Mercury, folks. That was Cool Cat by Queen. And before that, you heard Tommy the Cat by Primus, kind of the impetus for this show. If you weren't tuned in at that point, I was really tired last night after a long night of working and having a headache. And I was like, man, I have a show tomorrow. So I made this playlist, and the first song that came up was Tommy the Cat. So I hope that you all enjoyed a little bit of Primus today. I know that I did. So, as I said over text to my dad, it warms the soul, and it warms the soul, and what did I say? Let me see. I'm already exhausted. What did I say? A bit of Primus on this chilly day warms the soul up and also confuses it, as do many things in life. So that was our cat section. That's all about the cats out there. And now we're going to move on to all the dog people. Like myself, I have a dog at home. His name is Archie. He's the best. He's a black lab. Shout out Archie. The next song that I have for us is This Old Dog by Mac DeMarco.
Sometimes my love may be put on hold. Sometimes my heart may seem awful cold. These times come and these times go. As long as I live, all you need to know is this old dog ain't about to forget.
This is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dog, funky dog.
Yeah.
Woo!
must I feel like that? What must I taste to get? Look for the dog in me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me.
Wander off to the stairs. $10 for the last game. Suck smoke from the air. Man, it cuts like a dull knife when you're young and you're told. It makes sense when you're older. Darling, let's get old.
That last one was Acolyte by Slaughter Beach Dog, and before that it was Atomic Dog by George Clinton of Parliament. And Slaughter Beach Dog is a shoot-off of, I think, Modern Baseball. Their fans are really cool. I've met only two, like, legitimate Slaughter Beach Dog fans outside of Tufts, and both of them were at Stop and Shop. They both had Slaughter Beach Dog shirts on because there was a concert the night before or something like that, so I asked them, I was like, oh, how was the show? Like, you know, what'd you think of it? How did they sound live? When I tell you that, I got into like a 10 to 15 minute discussion with them just about Slaughter Beach Dog while I was trying to like do my job. But they were like, they weren't like overbearing about it. They were just like super nice, like genuinely just wanted to talk music, get it to know, like, you know, what I listen to and stuff like that. So Slaughter Beach Dog fans, you're doing something right. So besides Slaughter Beach Dog, I just want to talk about recent news in the music world, especially with an artist that I've seen multiple times now, JPEG Mafia, who I know a lot of people aren't really, you know, they don't really listen to him a lot, or, you know, they aren't big fans of him, but I like him, he's a pretty cool guy. But that's kind of swaying now, because he just recently had a photo shoot with Kanye. And Kanye was wearing a I don't know how to pronounce the band's name, Burzum or something like that. I forget exactly how you pronounce it. But they are a notable like Nazi band, and Kanye was wearing that shirt, and JPEG Mafia was like standing next to him with like an arm around him, like multiple photos together. And he said before that Kanye has always been his favorite artist, and that would never change. But I mean, in this climate, Jeez, man, that is very bold, especially when he has songs that says like, oh, all my heroes are cornballs, or albums that say that, all my heroes are cornballs. Tack this one on, because Kanye is definitely a cornball. Anyways, I won't harp on that much longer. Other news for Boston sports fans, Rajon Rondo was arrested Sunday in Indiana on misdemeanor charges. So if any of you fans are a big fan of Rajon Rondo, or, you know, his fake behind the back pass up for the lay move, then keep that in your mind, I guess, on this Tuesday. Womp womp, am I right? Sorry about that. Let's move into some more. Actually, this song is sad too. You know, I'm gonna shift this around just because it's getting a little bit sad. Let's do an Eagle song first. This next song that I have for us is by a band known by the name of Steve Miller. This one is Fly Like an Eagle by Steve Miller.
Time keeps on I'm a strong man. Sometimes cold and scared, and sometimes I cry. But that time I saw you, first time I saw you, I knew with you to light my nights, somehow I would get by.
Lovers forever, face to face, my city or mountain, stay with me, stay.
The mission, listen, missions, I do work, as I crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz, so get your own, smoking R&B, cause they try to dupe me, or the best of the back, but they can't do rap, for it's abstract, original, you can't get your own, and that's pitiful, I know I'd be the man, if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's bug.
Even though you say I bug out. looking so hot, Ray, and they tell you so. You should know how all the pros play the game.
You change your name
like a gangster on a run. You will stagger home to your precious one.
All right, folks. Well, as this song plays out, I just want to list a couple of songs that I played. I played Black Cow by Steely Dan, Buggin' Out by A Tribe Called Quest, Leather and Lace by Stevie Nicks and Don Henley, which was requested by my mom. Love you, Mom. And then besides that was Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones, both of which were her favorite songs. Leather and Lace doesn't directly have to do with animals, more so the byproducts of animals. So, kind of upsetting, but still, yeah. So let's wrap this up. I got one more song for you all, and I'm just gonna let the guitar riff do its own work. But this has been Colin, and you've been listening to Soapy Serenades on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Folks, I regret to inform you that this will be probably the last show underneath my Tuesdays at 2 p.m. slot. Once I have a new slot, I will be letting you know what that day is. It could be Tuesdays at 2 p.m. You never know. It really could, but it's up to the godly hands at WMFO administration who decide when my show slot is going to be. So, if that is the case, then this could be the last Tuesday they hear from me at 2 p.m. So, if you are listening, keep on scrubbing behind your ears. And, yeah, Master of Sudsimonies out. Enjoy this last song by the artist formerly known as Prince.